Hello, everyone, and welcome to Compliance Week's news podcast for the week of Friday, July 16th. I'm Matt Kelly, editor of Compliance Week, and today we're going to talk about compliance with HIPAA, the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, which governs the privacy of consumers' health care information. As you may have heard, the Department of Health and Human Services just published proposed new rules for HIPAA compliance that will extend the regulation's reach, including its enforcement provisions, to many businesses not previously within HIPAA's jurisdiction. This has caused a lot of buzz in compliance circles about exactly what the HHS department is looking to do here and who may be affected by the new rules that they're proposing. So to talk about that today, we're joined by Tanya Forsythe. She is founder and director of the Information Law Group out in Southern California, and she has been following these newly proposed rules closely. So, Tanya, thank you for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you, Matt. I'm happy to be here.
Sure. Now, first question, maybe if you could just bring us up to speed on specifically what the HHS department is trying to do here. Are they simply clarifying and expanding the reach of HIPAA privacy, or are we talking about substantive changes to what HIPAA privacy rules had previously been?
Right. So it's a little bit of both that's going on here. Mm-hmm. A lot of this was fully expected in the sense that this is being driven by the High Tech Act. And just so I can back up a moment so people
sure.
know what I mean when I say high tech, back when the stimulus bill was passed in early 2009, that was the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, or ARRA, as people are used to seeing it referred to sometimes. Part of that was a piece of legislation known as the Health Information Technology for Economic and Clinical Health Act, which is a mouthful, so we all say high tech.
Mm-hmm.
High tech is really the legislation that changes portions of HIPAA, and some of these things that we're talking about, for example, the idea that now business associates have additional obligations, compliance obligations, that was something that was initially done by the High Tech Act. These proposed regulations are, and they are proposed right now, are a follow-on to that to implement that legislation. It's part of what HHS is required to do as a follow-on.
Mm-hmm.
So part of this is just a pure implementation of what the High Tech Act required, which is, you know, so procedurally kind of boring and nothing that exciting. What HHS has also done, however, is to make some proposed modifications that would go a little further than what was originally set forth in High Tech. And so for that reason, and you mentioned one thing, alluded to one thing, which has to do with subcontractors now,
mm-hmm.
which is not something that most of us expected. HHS is looking to create accountability and responsibility down the chain. So not just the covered entities, right, and not just their business associates with whom they might have a contract. And now, of course, those business associates can be directly liable, right?
Okay.
We knew that was coming based on high tech. But now even subcontractors, and that's the thing that you're hearing the most buzz about, a subcontractor who might not otherwise even know if it doesn't have a contract, and it might not, that it is working for a business associate, now is going to be responsible for doing things, for example, complying with the HIPAA security rule,
mm-hmm.
which means doing things to safeguard, putting in place controls, maybe encryption in some cases. And so it creates a need for due diligence and other things for certain entities. But so the short answer to your question is implementation of high tech, that's number one thing that HHS is doing. Number two, HHS is taking it a step further in proposing some modifications to each of the rules, the privacy rule, the security rule, the enforcement rule. Those are the various rules that currently exist under HIPAA, to place some additional compliance obligations on covered entities, business associates, and now also subcontractors.
So now for businesses that are already in the healthcare sector, and for them, HIPAA has been around for quite a while now,
right.
That sounds like they're still going to come in for some substantive change themselves, let alone the other newly covered entities who have not really been exposed to HIPAA before.
Right. So the two biggest things, I think, for those organizations out there that know they're covered by HIPAA,
mm-hmm.
that they're covered entities, you know, they're a healthcare provider or they know that they otherwise are subject to this legislation, two big things that are probably going to come out of this, assuming, and this is a big assumption, that these proposed rule changes go into effect in their current form.
Mm-hmm.
One would be the need to revise, amend existing business associate agreements. Covered entities generally have lots of business associate agreements out there with those various entities that do work for them. And by HIPAA requirements, they must have these business associate agreements in place. What these proposed regulations would do, among other things, is require some changes to the language of those agreements.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those changes may not be very substantive. They may be more technical to change some of the wording. And some of them are perhaps a little more substantive. But it's going to create a bit of a compliance burden for the covered entities to amend those agreements. And in fact, HHS acknowledges that and is talking about having a transition period that will allow for some additional time to get those business associate agreements amended, because they recognize that will take some time. So that's sort of number one big thing to keep in mind. Number
mm-hmm.
two will be covered entities will need to change and revise their notices of privacy practices under the privacy rules. Sometimes people call these NPPs, but notice of privacy practices. These are those, you know, notices that people give to individuals about their privacy rights. That all started with HIPAA when it first came into place. The proposed regulations would require what HHS considers to be material changes to those NPPs. Because they are material changes, according to HHS, that means that those covered entities will have to redo them and issue them, revise them and issue them. And again, that could take some time. So it's something that covered entities, you know, want to kind of look down the road towards, but we don't yet know, because these regulations are not yet final, you know, if that's going to be the ultimate end result once these are finalized. But,
sure.
But for now, I think for those organizations out there that know they're covered by HIPAA, those two things, revising business associate agreements and revising and redistributing the NPPs, and again, HHS being cognizant of the fact that these notice of privacy practices will have to be revised and distributed, is seeking comment on what the time frame should be for that, acknowledging that ordinarily there are some time restrictions on how quickly that has to be done. Should those be modified since all these various covered entities are going to have to do that?
Quickly ask, though, how many companies out there, if these new rules go into effect, might not realize that they are covered by HIPAA? I mean, who might be swept up here and be caught by surprise by this?
Who might be caught by surprise? Well, I think entities that already know that they're covered entities being the actual, you know, the healthcare provider or the hospital or, you know, the directly covered health plans, et cetera,
mm-hmm.
those unlikely to be caught by surprise, I think. HIPAA's been around a while, and those organizations have been watching this. Certainly they've been watching it closely since HITECH came out in early 2009. The ones that are being caught by surprise, I think, will be the business associates and, more importantly, just a whole bunch of organizations out there, and they fall into all different kinds of categories, right? Anything from a delivery service, to an ISP, to a, I mean, it could be anything, right? Companies mm-hmm. that typically say, oh, HIPAA, you know, no, we don't deal, I'm not a healthcare provider, right? And nobody ever gave me a contract telling me I was a business associate, because people, most people know what that is too, right?
Sure.
Business associate is someone that HIPAA, you know, requires to do certain things, and now under high tech actually is directly liable and has to comply with the security rule. But usually those companies know because they have a business associate agreement with a covered entity, and that's something they've had for a while. What will be new is organizations suddenly wondering if they have new obligations because they do work for a business associate. They are further down the chain, right?
Mm-hmm.
And HHS would be saying, you now have an obligation. We don't care if you have a contract or not, right? Even if you don't have a contract, you could still be required to do certain things in compliance with the security rule, to put controls in place. You could be required to restrict uses and disclosures of information, protected health information, all of these things. And so if hopefully what will happen if this goes into effect, again, I want to keep saying that if this is not
sure.
final yet, those organizations will have to stop, think about who they do work for, and then go through the process of trying to do some due diligence and put in place contracts, right? Or and they are not the ones responsible for the contracts. It's the business associate. The rule would be explicit in saying if you're a business associate and you have subcontractors, you have to put a contract in place with them. Unfortunately, that doesn't relieve the subcontractor from any responsibility, even if there's no contract there. So that I think you're going to see a lot of public comment on from a lot of organizations out there, possibly trade associations out there, concerned that, you know, that could have a very significant impact. And I think there will be a lot of, you know, even really small businesses surprised to learn that they now have these pretty stringent regulatory requirements. It certainly brings within the scope of
mm-hmm.
the regulation a lot more than what we've seen up until now. HIPAA would not just be something that people could sort of just automatically wave off, you know.
So then last question, we only have about a minute left here, is just, you know, you've said a couple of times the rules may change.
Yep.
And I think the implementation period here would be long anyways. Could you just roughly sketch out for us how fluid this is and how quickly somebody may or may not need to worry about this? Do we have time here before this arrives?
There is some time. One thing I would encourage organizations to do, though, what there isn't a lot of time on now, is to comment on these. These are proposed modifications, and HHS has opened it up for public comment. So, in fact, they are supposed to be published in the Federal Register today, July 14th. There will be 60 days for public comment. And so that's the first deadline that's of significance. You know, what do organizations think of these proposed changes? They need to get back to HHS on that pretty quickly, 60 days. After that, HHS will review those comments and issue a final rule. And the rule will go into effect. And then there will be 180 days, according to HHS right now, beyond the effective date of the rule to come into compliance with
mm-hmm.
most of its provisions. So there's this 180-day window after they become effective, and that itself is at least 60 days off, more than that really, because it'll take some time after the comments are received to have it go into effect. But there is some time until these would become reality, and when they do become reality, they could look a little different depending on how, you know, what the comments are and how HHS looks at those. And I think HHS will seriously consider those comments. So people should consider doing that within the 60 days, which falls in September.
All right. Well, Tanya, that's all the time we have today, but you covered plenty of ground for us and gave us a lot to think about. So thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.
And again, everybody, that was Tanya Forshite of the Information Law Group, talking with us about proposed new rules for HIPAA compliance and how they might affect various businesses. That is all for this week's podcast. I'm Matt Kelly, editor of Compliance Week. Thank you all for listening, and I hope you'll join us again next time.